And welcome back to the Dare to Believe podcast. My name is Brittany Wagner, and I'm here with Pastor Christy Grainer here with Dare to Believe Ministries. Hello.
Hi, Brittany.
We're excited to be back with you guys. We're talking again about biblical dream interpretation. This is just one of our favorite topics.
Yeah.
And the thing that we're going to talk about today actually is supernatural events. We have a fun dream that has some supernatural activity in it. But Christy, what does supernatural events mean?
Well, I think it's kind of a misnomer because supernatural is really the natural. Because if God created us to be supernatural beings or beings who could do things, he says, if he's done it, Jesus says, you can do these things and greater things. Mm-hmm. So it's those kind of events that, like, that is obviously not my normal, everyday, average thing I see and encounter. Those are supernatural events. And sometimes they happen to people without being asleep. Those are supernatural events where people actually see and do and hear and encounter things. But this one is something supernatural that happened in her dream. So that's it's a good dream.
Yeah. And, you know, oftentimes we'll hear the phrase that the what is seen, right, is not as real as the unseen. So it's kind of interesting when you think about supernatural. That's kind of what supernatural is, right? So much is going on that maybe we don't see. And that's what's kind of in that supernatural category. There's more going on than we realize.
Right. And as with all dream interpretation, this our main dream interpretation tool is the Lord. And we listen to him. We pay attention to him. And every person who is following God can listen to the Spirit of God. And so every person who's created in the image of God has the capacity to dream. And that is every human being on earth. And We pay attention to that ability God gave us to dream because he's the one who created us with the ability to dream. There's one creator, and he created us with the ability to dream. And so we're learning to pay attention to this, rooted in both the Word of God and in learning some skills that follow what God taught us in metaphorical language. We call this a lot of times ancient Hebraic dream interpretation because we dig into Scripture to learn how God used metaphor as a language with the ancient Hebraic people. And there's a lot of that in Psalms and Proverbs, in some of the dreams that are in Scripture. You can look at the interpretation of scriptural dreams, and there's a lot of metaphor there. And there's a lot of dreams that prophesied the coming of Jesus, but also gave direction after Jesus was born. And then as Jesus taught in parables, he used metaphorical language. And so that is the language of dreams. So what we are doing when we're interpreting dreams is both understanding the Word of God and being rooted in the Word of God and asking God to tell us what the dreams mean. But also there are skills involved and we're utilizing those skills. And so that's a little bit of what we're doing today.
Yeah.
It's a both of them, but never, never skill without being rooted in the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep. Because the Lord's also the one who gave it. So why would you not want to go to the Lord?
Right.
To seek him out, get the answers. He's going to give you a dream for a reason and a purpose. And so you definitely want to connect with him because he's going to be the best one to tell you what that reason and purpose is. Mm-hmm. And I loved your example because you were talking about there being specific reasons for a dream. Like it could be a calling dream. It could be, you know, there could be a divine reason as to why God's giving that dream.
There's lots of reasons God gives us dreams, like lots, dozens. And it can be to anything that you are needing, the Lord will give to you so you know it's coming up. It can be a correction if you're doing something you shouldn't do. It can be a warning if something is coming at you and there's something that's threatening to come into your life. The beauty of warning dreams is that when you partner with God, you can heed the warning and avoid the calamity. There are dreams to encourage you, dreams to help you know what you were created to do and be, dreams to give you information about what's coming in the future, dreams to help you heal from your past. There's all sorts of things that the Lord does in these dreams.
Yeah. I mean, he's limitless, right? I mean, we all know that God can't be put in a box. He's limitless in the ways that he speaks and the reason why he speaks. So that's definitely why we want to use him as the source. But it's so fun to kind of work with him and see what the reason is that he gave the dream.
And the main thing to keep in mind is that there is a God who created every human being who gave us the ability to dream. And not every dream is God speaking. Some dreams are just processing things. Some dreams are because of sickness or chemicals. Some dreams are just are you wanting something so badly you dream about it. That could be, those can be all kinds of dreams that we have that are not necessarily God talking to us. But there are dreams when God talks to us, and when those dreams happen, people pay attention. It's like Joseph when he was interpreting dreams in the prison, that these dreamers had this dream, and they were desperate to find somebody who could help them understand what their dreams mean. And they didn't come running just to Joseph. They asked people, okay, how do I find out what my dream means? And people sent them to Joseph because he had a special skill and ability to help people. So he heard from the Lord. He said, don't interpretations belong to the Lord? Then tell me your dream, because I can help you even a little more. So we all have the ability to hear from the Lord, and we can develop skills to understand it even more.
Yeah.
And but you always want to hear from the Lord.
Yes. And when it comes to the supernatural, we always want to be tapped into the Lord for that as well.
Correct.
And so this dream's really fun. It's one of the things that we ask for with any dream that's submitted through our dream interpretation page on our website. And that, just for those of you who may not know, it's dtbmn.org/dreams. There's a place on that page that you can submit your dream interpretation. And so that's where this dream comes from.
And what happens to the dream after they submit?
Yes. When you submit your dream, you actually get in touch with one of our dream interpreters here at Dare to Believe. So we've got a dream team. Christy has raised up a dream team here at Dare to Believe. And one of the dream interpreters actually gets assigned to your dream and will interpret your dream.
Yeah, and it's a team of people who have been trained, but also proven themselves very able. So it's a good team of people.
Yeah. So we highly encourage you to submit your dreams there. If you want help with interpretation, we'd love to help you with that. This particular dream was submitted through that channel. And one of the things that we'll ask for on that dream interpretation request form is what you would title the dream, because the title speaks volumes in relation to what stood out, what was important. Think of a title as like a title of a book or a movie, right? It just kind of speaks to what the context is of the dream. Mm-hmm. And so this particular title is called Angel Encounters in the Stars.
That's why we call it a supernatural
yes.
thing. Angel Encounters. It's not something that happens every day.
Right.
Or it could be, but I'd want it to be, but yeah. Usually it doesn't.
Yes. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read what the dream dreamer sent in, and then we'll go through the interpretation.
Sounds good.
So this individual states, I was riding in a car with new coworkers, no one specific, but I felt like they were new friends. I was in the back seat looking out the left car window, and the area and road felt very familiar. The sky was beautiful, dark blue with lots of twinkling stars. It was very early in the morning, before the sunrise, and that was the feeling I had for the timing. Suddenly, some of the stars began to move, and you could see they were outlines of angels dancing around or moving around the sky. Sometimes slowly enough to clearly see their outline, and sometimes they would move so quickly for a moment, they looked like shooting stars across the sky. They would leave a small trail of light as they moved that would slowly disappear. One moved and left a clear outline of a rainbow trailing behind it, no color, just an outline made up of twinkling stars. Instantly, I knew in my dream God was highlighting his promises. The angels were not small, not huge. They were so clear in the sky. It was a feeling of awe, wonder, excitement, and slight fear that felt like amazement and curiosity of what or why this was happening. I shouted to everyone in the car, look, there is an angel, and another one, and another one. It was hard to count as they moved around the sky, sometimes overlapping each other. The two ladies in the car could see them too, and were also amazed.
So two ladies in the car. That's interesting. Yeah. I didn't catch that the first time.
Yeah. And so one of the other things that we'll ask when you submit your dream is what stood out to you about the dream. We're looking for colors. Was it bright? Was it dim? Was it black and white? Some of those emotions we're asking about. What you felt when you first woke up. All of these things kind of help to provide context for the dream. And so this individual just stated they woke up in the morning. It happened to be their birthday. They felt like the dream was very colorful, and it felt very real. So this person is actually a dreamer, And so they said this one actually felt different than the everyday dreams. And you were talking mm-hmm. about that. There's That's this right. feeling where you know
that it's from God.
Yes. Yep. This individual also stated they never dream of angels. So this was the first time in a while that they felt like the Lord was really trying to speak to them. And they woke up and began crying out of overwhelming gratitude that the Lord had not forgotten or abandoned them.
And so that may be one of the main reasons they had the dream. It's her birthday, and the Lord wanted her to know. He knows what's going on in us, and she might have felt forgotten and abandoned. And then that's the main reason he would give her a dream. And it's a birthday present to her. It's a good dream, and it's about the dreamer, and it's a sweet thing.
Yeah, and I love how she got a little bit of an interpretation in the dream, too. When she saw the rainbow across the sky, she even stated, you know, I knew this was about God's promises. And that'll sometimes happen in a dream, right?
Exactly, yes. Yeah, and ask God. You can pray. Praying is talking to the Lord. So you can talk to the Lord while you're dreaming. Like, Lord, what are you saying to me? What is this all about? And that's a really healthy thing to do. In the dream that was the color and light, too, she said it was full color. That's important because God is light. In him there is no darkness. And won't take time right now to teach how important color and light are in dreams. But it is very important. And God is light. So if he's shining light into a dream, you're going to see full color. You're going to see the brightness. And much like she said, well, the rainbow that God showed her, the angel was making, it wasn't color, but it looked like a rainbow, but she knew it was the promises. But when God put a rainbow over the earth and he promised over the earth with a rainbow, he's using color and light to promise about what he's promising over all creation. And so color is very important to God. And he created all of us and all of the earth to be very colorful and beautiful. And so the fact that this is full color tells us that it is, she's getting a fullness of what God wants to say to her in this dream. It's not in the dream. It's not like God's done talking to her after the dream's done. But in this dream, she's understanding and she's seeing what God wants her to see. And so the dream starts out, she's in a car, which means your car is what moves you forward in life. And we don't know if she's driving or she says she's riding. So someone else is driving, but there's two other people we find out later in the dream. But at the beginning, it doesn't say that. But they're new coworkers. So she's moving forward in something in life that is new to her and the people around her are new. So that's really the message the Lord is saying. Okay, you're starting out this new venture in life. It is important and it's different and you're moving forward. So that's good. And so she's looking out at the sky and it seems to be, did she say it?
It's early in the morning before the sunrise.
And so the time of day in a dream tells you a lot. Is it sun down? That means something is ending. Is it sunrise? That means something is beginning. Is it noonday when the amount of where it is. So it's a lot of color and light, but it's just the sun's just coming up. So something new is beginning in her life. That's very good. And she starts to see these supernatural things. She sees the stars they start moving, and then she starts to see that they're angels. And she sees all kind of angelic activity, probably much more than she even was able to write out here. But as she's seeing it, it's blessing her, and there are promises that God has given her that she is seeing come to pass, and that she's not forgotten, which is beautiful. Mm-hmm. He just wants her to, and he's blessing her with being able to enjoy some supernatural events.
Yeah.
So she probably is actually seeing that some angelic activity in her life happening, but it's a supernatural event within her dream.
Yeah.
She's not awake for it, but it's still a supernatural event. And then at first she just encounters this. So firstly, it's for her. So she's in a new venture in life, something that's moving her forward in life. She's got new people around her. Something new is dawning in her life. But this gift is mainly for her. It's not for those people. It's mainly for her first. The promises of God are for her first. In this dream. I mean, promises of God are for all of us, but in this dream, he's speaking to her for her benefit. He wants her to know he sees her. He cares about her. His promises are for her. And then she shares with the other people. So first she takes it in. So that is how the Lord wants to work with her. First to take in how important she is to him and how real the supernatural stuff is for for her, but then to share that with others. And the others were blessed as well.
Yeah. And that's so biblical, right? Because mm-hmm. we're taught to love ourselves, love others as we love ourselves. So it starts yeah. with us, and then we can love others. So it always starts with us. And, you know, what came to mind is as we're talking about like that metaphorical language, that context, you know, dawn of a new day, that's kind of a new thing, or something is sunsetting, right? Those are all kind of metaphorical words to describe these pictures of mm-hmm. what's happening in a dream and how that can help for context of what the Lord is speaking.
Yeah, and at the end of the dream, the two ladies could see them too. So she's being blessed for something personal in her relationship with the Lord, in the supernatural. He loves her. He wants her to know how much he loves her and cares for her and has things for her. But as she shares with others, their spiritual eyes are open to see these things as well. So it's about the supernatural things, but also things of the Lord. Just, and it's a very good dream, and it's about the dreamer.
Yeah. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I would love to have more dreams like this. So I'm thinking Pastor Christy should pray for us have these kind of encounters and dreams with the Lord.
I would love to. If you're comfortable with it, put your hands on your head. If not, just on your heart, or just hold your hands open. So, Lord, I thank you so much for your faithfulness to your creation, that you created us to hear from you and have conversations with you, even in dreams, but in prayer of so many ways. But, Lord, would you awake in those people who are watching and listening, would you awake in them that ability to hear your voice and see what you have to say to them in dreams? Bring more, Lord. We say more. We want to know your voice. We want to hear your voice. We want to understand what you are saying to us. We want to understand what you are asking us to do and to be. We want to be the men and women that you created us to be. We want to be who you say we are, Lord. So would you speak to us in dreams? Open up our dream life and teach us how to follow your guidance. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you for that. Yeah. Thank you for that. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. For more information on how to learn about biblical dream interpretation, again, you can go to our website at dtbmn.org/dreams.
And make sure to like the podcast and share it with people. Subscribe so you make sure you get the most updated podcasts, and share this with other dreamers so people can understand how to hear what God's saying to them. Yeah. Thanks, Brittany.
Thank you.